Welcome back to another episode of the Naturals Pod with your boy, Uncle Kyle. Let's get into it. Welcome to this episode of the Naturals Pod. As always, I'm Uncle Kyle. Today we have a very special guest returning for his first time. He's handsome. Stop he it. Acts. Stop he does it. Comedy. Stop. He played college football. He's a regular half Pakistani slice of American apple pie. Welcome back, Josh.
What an
Rahman.
Introduction, man.
Yeah. I always try to stunt with the intros.
Now, was that like an improvisation or did you like memorize that?
I was formulating it earlier.
It was good.
Yeah,
that was very
I'm glad
good.
You liked it.
Yeah,
man.
That was a great introduction, man.
Everybody likes to be hyped up. I have two dreams that I need to fulfill. One, I want to be like somebody's hype man when they're like getting ready to do like a MMA or a boxing fight.
Yeah, like a Bruce Buffer.
Absolutely.
That
man.
Is my He's favorite of part shit. Of those UFC shows. It's just waiting for Bruce Buffer to announce like the final fighters for the main event. It just gets me so hyped.
Oh, yeah. He gets like really into that too. He does all kinds of stretching by
yeah.
the cage. He's
yeah.
like warming up and jumping up like
doing
my man's
his, like vocal exercises and shit.
Oh
yeah.
shit. He's like, I'm like, my man's about to do the intro of a lifetime.
Yeah.
Getting one from him would be cool. And just like being able to do a walkout. I don't know about like doing the actual fighting shit, but
yeah.
The walkout would be dope.
Yeah, that is cool. Have you ever been to like a UFC event?
Live?
Mm-hmm.
Never. Not one single time.
If you get a chance to go there, yeah, it's like some of the most spectacular sporting events I think you can go to.
I believe it. I mean, I have been to a couple of MMA fights, mm-hmm. which it was fun because they were the more lower level ones.
Right.
Like I had buddies that I worked with at fucking Lowe's and, you know, they were like going through the ranks. I don't know if any of them ever made it to the UFC level.
Uh-huh. That's a hard fucking road, man.
But there's a lot of dedication to that. I have a great respect for it. I could never, dude.
Yeah.
I could never.
It's also like a crazy life decision to make. Like, I'm just going to attempt to whoop people's asses for a living and like get my ass whooped on a regular basis. And it might not work out. You know,
I mean, or maybe you don't, man. There have been people that have done it that have kind of been relatively unscathed, whether it be because they got like some crazy technique. Ronda Rousey was like a fucking Terminator
yeah.
for the longest time, dude. She was just arm barring the world,
right.
dude.
What ended up happening to her? I heard it was like she wasn't that great of a striker. And I guess that got exposed. And then she.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
She was like big on the grappling and stuff, but also the Holly Holm chick,
yeah,
face kicked her into another dimension,
yeah.
which is hilarious because that was like every screenshot of every
right,
headline
right.
of every article about the fight is her just like after getting kicked in the head,
yeah.
And then I think she fought that like that Juliana Pena chick who's like a scary lesbian, like
yeah.
super duper like top. Ultra, I would never want to fight her.
No,
she'd
not
kill
at all.
You.
Not at all. Yeah, I remember when I was playing football, there was like a group of guys, like big offensive linemen, that were saying that like they could beat Ronda Rousey in a fight. And I was like, you guys are fucking idiots if you think that you could do that.
Nah, like, yeah, that's like that peak testosterone, like overconfident.
Mm-hmm.
I could throw that ball over that fucking mountains over
yeah.
there, boy. Like, you know.
No, and like, I can kind of understand like the bet or like just like the thought process. Like, okay, I'm like a 6'5", 300-pound dude. And she's like, however like big she is in a woman. But I still feel like if you're like a fighter in like in that caliber, she just has to get you in an arm bar and like you'd be fucking finished.
Yeah. A lot of people don't realize that. I do, man. I've gotten into, I don't know about you. I've gotten into like maybe a handful of scraps.
Mm-hmm.
In my life, I hurt myself at work constantly when
yeah.
I am working, which
yeah.
I haven't
yeah.
been for like the majority of time of doing this fucking podcast. It's just kind of weird, but you know, it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I'm good on all of that. And especially the wrestling portion of it. Like
mm-hmm.
I don't like to be restrained.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't like that. And then also, like, I definitely don't want somebody choking me.
Yeah.
I've had that happen before.
Yeah.
and it was not fun.
Right.
I definitely poked him in his eye with my thumb to get him off of me because he was like straight like,
yeah,
knocking it in.
And I feel like the thing is, it's like you never really know who can fight and who can't fight. And I feel like a lot of people, you know, like they end up learning the hard way. Because like, just like so many people are doing jiu-jitsu, so many people are doing like taekwondo or some kind of like martial art because like it's very popular right now. And someone like very unassuming, like might be like a third degree black belt in jiu-jitsu.
No.
And like just to run up on someone and try to fight anyone in today's society, I feel like would be like incredibly foolish.
Oh, for so many reasons, especially in Nevada, because you don't know who has a fucking gun. Like, I treat everybody like they have a gun.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, especially, like, on... Like, wasn't, like, recently, on, like, the I-15, there was, like, they shut it down in front of the Aria or something. Like, on the search of the I-15, because there was, like, a road rage incident.
Yeah. Someone, there was, like, a full-blown shootout or something, they said. God, I'll have to, like, look
damn,
that up.
Dude.
Yeah.
It's just not worth it, man. It's just not worth it. I also feel like it's, like, something about, like, the city of Las Vegas, like there's something in the water here that just like I feel like people here, there's just like a screw loose.
It's radiation, that's what
I think, dude. I think there might be something to that. I really think there might be something to that, because it's like it wasn't like what, like 40-50 years ago, like you see pictures. I was at the atomic bomb testing museum like a couple months ago with my girlfriend, but they had like the pictures of like families on like Fremont Street or whatever it was, like a mom and a dad and like their little kid, and they're going like, look at that sun, and it's a mushroom cloud in the background.
And
it's like, that was like what, like 60 years ago, and like the half-life of uranium is like, I don't know, however many thousands of years. Like, yeah, that's got to be coursing through like our pores
100%. People are not made the same way they were previously. Plus, I think they still have a ton of that shit stashed in the mountain at Yucca Mountain, which they don't even talk about that anymore. I remember when I was in like middle school and stuff, that was a big deal, them getting approval for that project to bury all that radioactive material.
Right.
Even as a kid, you're like, it doesn't sound great. Yeah.
This
like,
certainly won't be getting into the water supply.
That's what I'm saying.
God.
Especially when we have so little of it out here and we're sending like the majority of it to California.
Yeah. It's interesting how
Lake Mead is fucking gross, so I don't want that at water. Yeah. Like California, you can have it.
That's where Jimmy Hoffa is, probably.
Speaking of California, are we doing anything with the acting? I know that you've been doing a lot of shows lately.
Not a whole lot lately, man. You know, ever since the strike happened and finished up however many months ago, I haven't really been getting sent like all that many auditions. I've been doing like commercial stuff and whatnot, but I'm working on like a couple scripts with my buddy Jason Harris, if you know who that is.
Hell yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, he's got like a couple projects he's trying to get off the ground. I'm trying to help out with those. And I'm kind of doing like a bit of like my own writing. I think like we kind of talked about it last time on the podcast. Like with acting, like just to be like strictly an actor, it's like there are so many like other people that have to like be able to like put you on, you know, like all these other hoops or like all these other like hurdles that like you're not necessarily like able to clear yourself. It's like you have to wait.
You
for
have to
other
be
people.
Multifaceted if you're going to be in entertainment. Now you have to. You can't just be one thing. Mm-hmm. You gotta have like a multi. You gotta be a Swiss Army knife of entertainment.
A multi hyphenate, you know? I think, is the word that people are using. Yeah, actor, producer, whatever. Yeah, but no, I've just been like focused like on stand up comedy, and I know like the acting opportunities will come. Like if I just, you know, keep like
Hollywood 2.0, dude. They're doing it. They're spending billions of dollars to build these studios and big properties and stuff, so that's exciting. Write them scripts, dude.
No, I know.
Let's do it.
Yeah, and like I think that's like a better avenue that I want to take, because like in doing stand-up comedy, it's like you're writing every single day, so it's like you're learning how to do that, and I already like know how to act. And so I mean, in an ideal world, I would like write and perform in my own movies, and that's kind of like the direction.
Fuck yeah, Tyler Perry, let's go, dude.
You're gonna see me in a wig.
If you make your own version of Madea, dude, I'll fucking be there for it, Josh. That'd be hilarious.
I'd get canceled instantly.
No blackface. You can be a white grandma.
Yeah,
Jesus,
Oh my god. No, but yeah, but all that stuff will will come eventually. It's going to be interesting to me to see like how AI plays into the future of Hollywood and movie making and scripts and stuff. Have you played around with much of that stuff?
Very minimally. Like one of the few things I did, and I've mentioned it a few times, is I had it make me a Jedi character and like give it a name, and I just fed like my own personal attributes into it. It was pretty badass.
Yeah.
I have thought about it, especially with the podcast, because there's so many where they'll like make clips and all this stuff. But for me, especially with the YouTube shit, like there's just so many. I can't tell you how many videos I've watched.
That was a good
one. Leave it in. about like, you know, little hacks and things to generate growth. But a lot of it is like putting videos out that aren't you. And it's like, I want the channel to be my content and be me. I want it to grow because of me, not because of some cheesy bullshit.
I see.
Or because I turned on Google ads and checked yes on India and, you know, they got to come flooding in. No disrespect to India or anything, but, you know, typically they're like dead accounts. Like they're like bot farms and stuff from India that you're getting, and Google itself is pushing it. I got off on a tangent with all this shit, but
I'm there with you, dude.
Nah.
Yeah.
I want it to be my own thing, basically.
Yeah. I gotcha. I was talking about like more specifically with what they're doing with like movies and like.
I don't like it. I don't want them like just doing the whole thing. Not a fan. You?
It's complicated because I think, you know, like SAG and all the other unions were like fighting really hard to get like constraints on it. And I think like they definitely should, but
as they should.
Yeah. But it's, I think it's also one of those things where like, it's not going to go away. Like AI is like here to stay.
Agreed. Yep.
And it's just going to get better and better and better. And I think like, I think what's going to need to happen eventually, whether we want it to or not, is we're going to have to like find a way to like work with it. Like it's scary to like talk about it as if it's like this like other entity, like this other like life form,
just
right?
Looking at all the electronics in this room.
Yeah.
Like, whose team are you on? Will you conform to our new society? Oh shit. Like, okay, from a convenience standpoint, yes. If it like streamlines life and makes certain things easier, as long as it doesn't try to enslave us, sure, that'd be good.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't like it. Yeah. I don't like it, man. They came out with the movie Terminator 2 fucking Judgment Day way before AI was, I believe, ever. Maybe it was conceptually a thing at that time, but it wasn't like a thing like it is now. Like,
I think you're exactly right.
On the fucking phone.
Yeah. And I was just listening, I was listening to this podcast, or I guess it was more of like a video essay. By this channel called Wendover Productions. Shout out Wendover Productions. Have you seen any of their videos?
I have checked out that channel.
They're great, yeah.
So, I love a good video.
They're good, man. And fuck, dude. Yeah, and what I like about them is they take like 2 to 3 weeks like in between like videos, and they're just like so random. They'll do one about like low-budget airlines and then one about like the fall of the Soviet Union. It's just like I just really like how detailed they are about whatever subject they're talking
about.
People
are doing amazing shit on YouTube. Some of the other channels, we'll put a pin in this because I have a story to tell you later on, but like my hat's off to the people that are doing the video essays like we're talking about. Like, you put a lot of work into that and it shows. It's very well produced and it's entertaining. Like, I would sit there and watch a 2-hour video and I'd be like, wow, that was great. Not like, holy shit, where did 2 hours go? You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah.
Fuck, I love it.
It's so good. And one of the videos that I watched recently, just to circle back to the thing about like the Terminator and human destroying machines, was that even like some of the drones that they're using now, it's like they can like lock on to see if something is like an enemy, and they can just like shoot and like you know, execute the target with like something like 99% efficiency, which is literally a scene right out of the Terminator. It's like whenever like whatever the villain's like his like face goes red or whatever, and like he's locking onto the target.
Oh, yeah.
And it just shoots. Like that's literally what's happening now.
Okay, so what would you be more terrified of, a more humanoid robot or, and I already think the terrifying shit is here, those Boston Dynamic ones that look like dogs.
Yeah.
Like, just imagine, like, that thing having a spear attached to it or a gun on its back. And you're like, we
have
no chance.
They already have those. Yeah. They already
exist.
Have those. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Like, fuck.
Yeah. Well, it's difficult because, I mean, maybe like if we end up going to war with like other countries in like 50 years from now or 10 years from now or like 5 years from now.
Just take me quick. Dude. Yeah. Drop one of those bombs right here.
But maybe it's like we just send our robots to fight our robots. Right. And so then like, you know, you're taking like humanity out of the like equation. Right. And just robots fighting robots.
This is like a Wall-E type scenario. Have you ever watched that?
No, but I need to.
Oh, you should watch Wall-E. It is very well executed and also kind of frightening because like the people in it. Basically, the premise of the movie is we trashed the planet.
Mm-hmm.
The robots got left behind to clean it up while mm-hmm. we went on a little spacecation, did a few laps around the galaxy, and then come back to Earth. And ta-da, it's been cleaned up by the robots. But people just have become these fat turd jelly beans who sit on futuristic levitating rascal scooters, and they're just like, yeah, and they can get on a sand lake.
It sounds pretty prescient, dude. Like that is kind of what's like. Happening and like and see and that I think is the argument against like AI and like the like a you know over robotification, if that's a word, of society, is that humans like we need to do something, you know. I feel like that with AI there's like this push to just like completely eliminate all like, you know, busy work. So there's going to be like no need for anyone to like work regular jobs. And there's going to be like time for freedom, and like people will be able to do whatever they want. They'll be able to have more time for like leisure and vacation and stuff. But I feel like humans, like we need to like carry a load. Like we need to feel like we have like a purpose in life.
Yeah, 100%. That's why they say like, you know, people die relatively quickly after they retire and stuff. I would keep it moving. You gotta have shit to do. My dad's probably gonna retire in the next couple years. Mm-hmm. He's a big hobby guy. We do a lot of them together. But you gotta keep it moving. And that's like, okay, that sounds all fine and dandy. Like, okay, the machines are taking care of all of this shit for us, so we have a lot more free time now. We can have fun. We can paint or sculpt or frolic through the meadow naked or whatever the fuck we want to do.
That would be fun for like 4 days, and then you'd be like, yeah, and then it's like, what next?
Huh?
Yeah. I think that's what I worry about. But I mean, crazy new technology, like there is going to be pros and cons to it. But I mean, we don't really have a choice, dude. It's coming.
Yeah. I mean, they make – so some things are cool. This isn't AI related. But like for me, there's companies that make these little like exo suits that you can wear in construction where it holds your arms up for you. So if you're doing a lot of overhead work, the brace holds your holds the weight of your arms.
Uh-huh.
So that way you don't get fatigued. You can just keep going. One thing, it's kind of like turning you into more of a super slave when you're at work. Yeah. But also it is kind of awesome, you know, because like for me with my job, it's pretty like rough on the body. You know,
you're climbing. You're an electrician, right?
Yeah, correct. Yeah. So not as hardcore as like a lot of the other trades, but still, I mean, it's a tough gig.
I feel like jobs like electricians and like, you know, like air, like mechanics and like AC technicians, those are actually going to be the jobs that are safe, which like no one thought about that. Like no one thought, I have this bit that I'm trying to work out. Like everyone thought that like AI was going to like come for like the dishwashers and like the truck drivers, but it's going after like the lawyers and accountants. Dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is a thing.
Yeah. I feel, and like, yeah, like soon, like the only, like you're going to see just a bunch of like unemployed finance bros in Patagonia puffer jackets just being in the figure. Yo, AI, do you know who our dads are? We're fucking sick of this shit.
I
Sam
saw
Altman.
That guy immediately. His name is Chad. I saw the jacket, the whole thing. Dude,
the Chads and the Brads are going to be the ones that are unemployed, though. That's crazy. No one thought that. No one thought, because like you can just like go to ChatGPT and like say, okay, like do like the credit balance. I don't know. I'm not a fucking accountant, but like just like balance.
You can
this
give it a set
spreadsheet.
Of instructions. There's a lot of people that are doing that.
Mm-hmm.
The e-commerce thing, like. I get it. For the people that want to do that little hustle, okay. For me, it's just kind of cheese because it's not real. It's not real. There's nothing special about what you're doing.
Right.
You're manipulating this tool and it is enabling you to do all this stuff and essentially coaching you through it. The computer is fucking telling you what to do. This isn't the way we intended it
nope.
when fucking Steve Jobs and Bill Gates and who Steve Wozniak and whoever else was creating computers in the early days. Yeah. Like, we were supposed to be in control, weren't we, boys? Like, that's how you got so fucking rich.
Oops.
Oh, God.
Yeah, but I mean, like, but that's what happens when you have, like, technology like that and just gets, like, let out of the box. You never know. Because, I mean, like, computers in, like, you know, historically are still, like, a pretty new creation, right? It's, like, the first Mac was, like, what, like, 40 years ago?
I don't know. Are they? Like, are they?
What?
Are they? Isn't it just insane to you, like, if you saw... I have a lot of, like, techie stuff that pops up in my algo on YouTube for, like, shorts, and they'll have, like, super macro views of a tiny microchip, and you can see all the little connections, and you're like... Who the fuck figured that out?
Yeah.
How did they figure out how to do that? It just seems like not that long ago, we were rocking horse-drawn carriages, and now we're flying into fucking space, like, commercially, casually, so.
Yeah. I think it was the time between us, like, being in wagons and, like, the first automobile is, like, was... like less time than the first automobile and, like, getting to the
moon. And we've made huge technological leaps, but also it's, like, there was... technically guns or firearms, or they had muskets, like, as far back as the 1300s and shit. But it's like, you know, it's the whole aliens and all the shit, you know what I'm saying? Like it doesn't make any fucking sense. How are we kind of cave people for millions of years, and then, like, within a couple thousand, it's like, boop boop, we figured it out, we're going to space, and, like, what
magic mushrooms?
no of them. That's how Elon does it. I'm convinced he's on a lot of drugs.
I mean, I feel like you kind of have to be if you're gonna run, like, as many, like, organizations as he does. Or he's an alien, or he's, like, an alien, like, who has cloaking abilities, and he's like, he's been sent by the, like, Galactic Federation or whatever. It's like, okay,
I'd be inclined to believe that. I feel Elon would be a fair leader, you know. Elon. A fair leader.
Yeah, he's a leader, or he's just like, or maybe he's just trying to bring Earth into the realm of
the universe and shit. That's we've talked about this with multiple people on the pod. I'm kind of like more likely to agree with that, where there are presences out in the universe. We're essentially like a very young race and civilization.
Yeah.
And they're just kind of checking us out, and they're like, we'll bring you into the fold when you get it. But if you see what's going on with our political system in America, one peek into that, they'd be like, they're not fucking ready, dude. Yeah. We're not. We're not bringing them into the Galactic Federation.
Let's give it till 2025 at least.
See, get through this one.
Sorts out. I hope so, dude. I hope there are aliens out there, and I hope that they reveal themselves in our lifetime. I feel like it would take something like that, like, for the entire world to, like cohese in a good way. Like, it would take, like, an undeniable alien sighting that no one on Earth can deny. And, like, that would be the thing that would get, like, Russia talking to North Korea, and, like us, you know, talking with Cuba, or, like, whoever, like, our enemies are.
I think
they'd
have to be attacking us for us to be that diplomatic, because everybody would try to keep it real.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, maybe that's what it takes.
As long as they don't have giant, like, Independence Day space rays that can decimate an entire, you know, three block area or whatever, then we'll be all right.
Yeah. We'll see.
I've had, like, weird shit. I've talked about that on the pod, too. I've had weird shit happen. You never had any weird shit happen? Any strange encounters you're like, ooh, that was a little creepy?
I've seen a UFO.
Hit us with the details.
Set the scene. I and at least two of my friends from elementary school, middle school, and high school. I think we saw it when we were in.
I'm gonna need you to contact these people to corroborate this story.
No, yeah. They will. I promise you. So it was like me and like three to five of like my very close friends. We must have been in seventh grade. It was like July 07 or July, like the summer between seventh and eighth grade, I think, is when it was. And we were fucking around on top of the roof of our old elementary school. Just, you know, doing hood rat shit. What a bunch of kids do. Yeah, growing up in the suburbs of Sugar Land, Texas, when you're in between seventh and eighth grade. And we were just up there fucking around. And then one of my friends, it was either Mitchell or Scott. He's like, what is that? And we all turn and look, and I shit you not, Kyle. There's this green orb in the sky, and it's like emanating. It looks like this. It looks like a green like neon light.
And this was at nighttime, or
this was at nighttime.
The day?
No, this was at nighttime. Probably 10 p.m. or so, and it was like right above us, and like we all like three. I can't remember however many of us were on the roof, but like we all looked and we all saw it, and we were like, oh. And then like as soon as like it saw us see it, it went shoo, and it, yeah, man, and it shot down to the horizon of the sky and disappeared, and we all were just like, what the fuck was that?
Yeah.
And we all saw it, and I talk about it still today. Like I go camping with at least two of those guys once a year, and I bring it up every single camping trip, and they're like, yeah dude, like we saw it.
Camping is where you get abducted. I don't know why you would talk about that on a camping trip.
On a camping trip, because I want to get abducted.
Nah, not me, man. I also similarly had like a pretty creepy experience. I was out in the desert. I was alone. This was like right after I graduated high school. My high school girlfriend had like broke up with me. I was at a crossroads in life. And essentially, I was out in the pitch black in the middle of nowhere. And there was somebody there, but I couldn't see them. I could just see them like in silhouette, because it was out in the middle of fucking nowhere. And the only light that was on was the dome light in the car that I had. And I was like sitting on the hood, so I couldn't see them well. But they told me like things about myself and like shit about my future and stuff that like there's no possible way that they would just randomly know about
it. Wait, hold on. So you were in the woods and
no, out in the desert, middle of nowhere. This was here. Yeah.
Gotcha. And wait, hold on. And like this thing came up to you and started like talking to you.
They just kind of approached. Like I could hear like somebody walking on gravel. Like if you're in the desert, you could hear somebody walking up to you. And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
And they seemed like they had a crutch, and this was way, way the fuck out there. So I'm kind of like, why is this crippled woman hobbling out in the middle? No, not this time. Not this time. But and it was the weirdest thing. And then it was one of those things where I did like a double take, because you had a really good view of the city skyline from this spot previously. They're building shit.
Right.
And houses that nobody's gonna buy or can't afford everywhere, unfortunately. Yeah. But it was a great view, and like there was kind of a pause in the conversation. I turned away, looked back, gone.
Wow.
Gone.
That's crazy. You know, people who are like climbing Mount Everest or are in really dire straits, like in the wilderness, report something similar. I think that there are people like who are climbing Mount Everest or something, or like, you know, or like maybe like that stuck, and like whether or not they're going to survive is kind of like in the air.
You could see dead bodies along the trail. Well, I don't know why the fuck people climb Everest or mountains. Like, this
is
wild.
Just the human drive for
potential death.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know what it is, but like these people, like they hallucinate like voices like beside them.
No.
And like you ask them afterwards, it's like, yeah, there was like, I felt like this presence of like a person like standing right next to me and like walking with me like the entire time. And then like, oh, where do they go? It's where the human mind is a crazy thing, man.
Well, I mean, I'm open to multiple beliefs. I've also had plenty of other experiences that seemed a lot more spiritual. Like my grandpa, my maternal grandfather, we called him Pop.
Mm-hmm.
He passed. I think I was like 10 years old when he passed, but they lived with us in this house for like a period of time.
Mm-hmm.
And at night he would come in and sit on the foot of the bed and just like sit there and just look at me, you know, just a loving grandfather. No ditty. There's no creepy shit going on. But, you know, and he passed. And like for years after that, this hasn't happened in quite a while. I think I'm a little too old to get this magic, but for the longest time, for years after he passed, every once in a while, it just felt like somebody, and he was the only person that ever did that too. Mm. It would feel like somebody was sitting on the foot of the bed, and I'm like, oh, fucking, Pop's checking in, you know, saying what's up.
Yeah.
Did we talk about that last time? Are you religious at all, or are you just spiritual?
You know, I, I, I don't like necessarily like fully adhere to any like standard religion.
Yeah,
but okay. I would definitely consider myself like a religious person. I 100% believe that there's like a greater order to the universe and the world that's beyond probably any of our understandings.
No. And I don't really believe in the religious constraints. I respect everybody's different things. Mm-hmm. I was raised Catholic. I'm used to that. I like Catholicism. Mm-hmm. I've experienced a good version of that. They're, you know, not any of the negative things, not even necessarily sexual, but just like there's a lot of people that have beef with the Catholic Church.
Sure.
I do not.
Sure.
Yeah, I get it. I respect it. You don't have to conform to one thing. I mean, the people that are, oh my God, that's one thing that's also been like popping up a lot on my YouTube is like rich pastors of ultra churches.
Oh my God. Those guys have existed forever though. Like they've always existed. There have always been, well, there've always been people that have used like the word of God as a means to enrich themselves. I'm reading this book right now by a couple named Will and Ariel Durant. They wrote this really, really, really in-depth book series called The Story of Civilization, 11 volumes.
That sounds familiar. Yeah. Those names sound familiar.
All the way from Sumeria, like up to like the age of Napoleon. And I just finished reading the chapter on the Sumerians, which is like the first instance of like organized civilization that at least we know of. And they had these entities, I think they were called like the Patsies or something like that, is like the English translation. But they were like priest teachers. And they were the wealthiest people in Sumeria because like they like were in control of like all like the wealth and the commerce, and like everyone came to them because they were like the word of, they were like the people who like connected with God. And so like
the vessels.
Yeah. And then you know, fast forward to like the Middle Ages and like the Spanish Inquisition and stuff. And you had like the Pope was like the richest person and all the people like that surrounded themselves with like the papacy. And it's like, yeah, you have to pay money in order to get like salvation. Like people,
the Catholic Church was grimy.
Yeah.
Has been in the past. We don't love that. I'm not going to say I'm a big fan of that, but you know.
But I mean, like it's the same thing with like all like all religious like institutions always end up getting like corrupted eventually. But it's like, but it's just like part of the process, you know. It's like humans, like it's like we're humans trying to connect with something like greater, and like the human qualities of us are gonna like show up.
That's not even just religion. I mean, that's straight up in politics too. That's why I've never in my life been like, I want to be super rich and I want to be in charge of this and that. Like, no, I just want to be in charge of myself and like be able to take care of people that I care about. And I mean, truthfully, like I don't have a wife. I don't have kids. I got my little family. They don't necessarily need me to take care of them. But like, if I did well, I'd kind of take care of them and then take care of other people. Cause I can't take that shit with me.
No,
on the next part of the journey. So
that's all you gotta
do.
Yeah, that's all. That's all you really have to do. And if everyone in the world did that,
put it all
in a bigger place.
Yeah. Okay, so we're gonna circle back. We started talking about voice essays, and I watched this video that was 2 hours long. It captivated me. It's at the time that this is coming out, it will have been out for like around a month. At the time of recording, it's been like maybe a week and a half. But are you a video game guy? You ever play video games?
You know, I used to. The last game that I really played seriously was Fallout 4.
Okay.
The most recent
Great
Fallout.
Great game.
Yeah. That's the only video game that like I'll nerd out with. I think like when Fallout 5 comes out, I might have to consider like buying an Xbox or PlayStation, whatever.
Hell yeah.
Whatever latest version is out. Because I love those games so much. But other than that, not really. Like, not in the last, like, 15 years.
Okay. Never played, like, a first-person shooter like Call of Duty?
Well, oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Like, 15 years ago. Like I was with the same guys that I saw the UFO with. we used to play,
Milestone
like, Nazi
Friends.
Zombies and
we
shit.
Did all that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kinder-Toten or whatever that was called. Fuck yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I miss those days. But like, no, I don't play a lot personally. But, like, I respect how good they're getting.
Yeah. You're better off for it. They're like there's so
huge
many better things
like,
you could do with your time. So, have you ever heard of a game called Escape from Tarkov?
No.
Okay. So, this is like a crazy mill sim style game. It's an obsession. Mm-hmm. If you really want to truly enjoy the game, you have to punish yourself by playing it for hours and hours and hours and dying and fucking up. And it's yeah. super complicated. It is borderline a lifestyle. My one buddy, shout out Chris, he watches the pod. I was unemployed for like 4 months and he and I were playing it like every fucking day for like 8+ hours. It was the most degenerate shit ever. I wasn't proud of myself for how much I was sitting in front of a computer.
Yeah, like, but video games will get you like that, man.
Oh my God. But at a certain point, like there's only so much enjoyment I can get out of that. Cause I just like, I feel like you're the same way. You know, I like to be productive yep. and do shit. And at a certain point you're like, I'm not getting anything done. Like, mm-hmm. so it really is like, something that you have to play obsessively, grind, if you will, if you're somebody who's yeah. part of the non-sexually, if you're part of the video game community. So in 2021, right around the time, this really isn't funny, but it was shocking. You should watch this. There's this guy, his name's Veritas. The name of the channel on YouTube is Veritas. And I think he also streams, he plays this game, right? Uh-huh. He's the one who did this voice essay where the majority of the videos that he puts out are about video games. This is like video game adjacent, as you'll soon find out, but this was essentially like a murder mystery. If you are, I'm going to put it up right here, a screenshot, and I'll put a link in the description. If you are a real true crime murder fanatic, you will lose your mind over this video. It's yeah. insane. So there's this guy. His name's Chandler Halderson. He lives in Wisconsin.
Okay.
He is a fan of this game. But long story short, this is why this voice essay is just insanely good, because it's the way that the guy like produced it and set the story up. Anyways, this kid had set up this insane web of lies. He told his parents that he had graduated with a degree in solar technologies from this Madison Advanced Technical Academy, some kind of like career aptitude school thing, trade school type thing where he could get a job.
Yep.
He told his girlfriend and his parents that he was potentially getting a job at SpaceX and that he had to go to Florida to like meet with them. This elaborate web of lies. He worked at American Family Insurance, and you come to find out it was all not true. It was just this insane web of lies that he had wow. told his girlfriend and his family and all these people, strictly to sit at home all day and play video games.
He's an addict. That's like addict yeah. behavior.
Yeah.
Wow.
And so, long story short, I mean, the story is tragic, and it's just insane because it's a study on like human beings as a whole. Like, you just never know like what some people will do. So, long story short, his dad became suspicious. You know, he was getting a little too crazy with the lies, and mm-hmm. dad decided to do a little background checking. So he contacted the school that he had allegedly, because he was telling his parents, they haven't sent me my diploma and they're giving me the runaround at the office, administrator's office or whatever. So his dad pretended to be him, called them, talked to a guy, and essentially found out his son had not done any of that shit.
Wow.
And he texted him and said, hey, so I talked to this guy at the school, like, we need to talk tonight. And on that day, it was July 1st, 2021, this kid killed his parents because they found out about all these insane lies, dismembered them, tried to burn parts of them in the fireplace in the house, and over the course of the week did all this insane shit to like scatter their body parts because he got found out for being like,
for being a
video
game addict. Wow.
Instead of just going, you know what, dad, I did fuck up, I'll get a job now and I'll get my, because I think he was like maybe 22 or 23, like a young guy. Yeah.
Dude, how good was this video game for you to dismember your parents and try to burn them in the family fireplace?
I am embarrassed to admit this.
I wonder if he was like playing in between.
dude, I'm telling you.
Yo, where you at? Just give me 1 second.
You
are in a bag.
Well, no. So the fucked up thing is this game, it's called Escape from Tarkov. Uh-huh. The whole premise of the game is you are a member of a paramilitary group in this war-torn area of Russia.
Okay.
So a lot of the, there's American weapons. It's cool. The game is dope. It's, yeah. It's extremely detailed. It's not great that it causes people to potentially commit murder, yeah. But
it's just that good. It's that it's fucking so good.
I just need the game. God damn it. But in the game, like, one of the staple weapons is called a SKS. It's essentially like a Russian AR.
Uh-huh.
You know, or okay. Like, okay. Like similar to that. It's a gun that's frequently used there. One of his friends that he played the game with came out to visit him. This was pre-murder.
Uh-huh.
And I'm, like, setting myself up to do so many bleeping edits, but fuck it, whatever. Gifted him one of these guns, and it was the one he smoked his parents with. There's a lot of details that they didn't know, but like essentially the other cool part is the police were not fucking around when they investigated this, and they got like the reason they found out that his dad like or like the around the time he killed his dad is because of Apple health updates on his phone. Cause it would like ping through his watch and stuff. So that's how they found out. And the police like, I mean, this kid set up a house of cards. Like they were going to come down. Like it's insane what he did for a whole week before they finally was like, oh, you're being arrested for murdering your parents, to try to cover it up.
Yeah.
The lengths that he went through, and he kind of bamboozled a few people, but the police really went the extra mile to go, nope, we're going to nail you to the wall. And then I'm telling you, if you're watching this, the story is not great. It's pretty grisly. The guy who does the voice essay, he does it very eloquently. Like he does it justice. He pays respect to the victims. Mm-hmm. He doesn't reveal too much like crazy stuff where you're like, ooh, this is gross and like insane, even though it is. And then at the end, it just closes with the judge's like essential like sentencing. Cause they put him away forever. He goes, the only way you will ever come back to society is to receive a decent burial that you denied your parents. Cause like I said, he scattered them. It was, whew, like intense. Like, isn't that shit insane? Have you ever done that? Like clicked on a random video on YouTube. You're like, I did not know I was getting that ride today.
Yeah. That's the danger of YouTube, man. Wow.
But that's wild, man. Like there's so many, it's funny because like being somebody named Kyle, if I ever ask for an energy drink, people would just automatically that's give true. Me a Monster. You know, they're not going to be like, I hate Monster, by the way. But, you know.
Well, thank you for speaking your truth.
But they would assume that I'm like the type of person that would do some shit like that. But it's wild, man. Suck, I mean, speaking of like AI and even stuff on YouTube and social media apps, Instagram, TikTok, the death scrolling is real. And it's just insane how sucked in you can get.
I hate it. And it's like, you know, like really smart people have talked about it. It's just like billions upon billions of dollars of like Silicon Valley investments and Stanford graduates and Harvard graduates are like pointing directly at your brain every time you look at your phone.
Nah.
It's just like trying to keep you on it.
Nah. It's crazy how that shit works though. Like going back to what I was saying earlier about, I saw a couple videos where like this guy was like, oh, I'm going to buy this dead account that has like 150,000 subs. And he showed how he was going to revive it. But it's like, it wasn't his content. It was him doing what the algorithm will push out and feed and like give him numbers and engagement. It's just like, the fuck?
Does anyone know how the algorithm like really works? Like, are there certain things that you can feed it that it will like
100 fucking percent?
I wonder, like, is there like a person who manipulates that, or is it like ever evolving? Like,
no, guaranteed that stuff is controlled by a very, very, very expensive computer program. But, you know, it's just telling them what the analytics are saying. But there are people that 100% know. There's all kinds of YouTubers and fuck the, honestly, fuck them for gatekeeping the shit, dude. Yeah. And fuck the people who have like repost and clip pages where you're reposting shit that's not even your content and making money on it. Like, shame on you. I think that shit is so fucking shameful. It's not your content. And if you're making money on it, then whoever's video it was the original should get a fucking cut.
Right. Like,
that shit is fucked up. We are so
on like the Wild West frontier of that. Because, I know exactly what you mean. It's like there are pages with, you know, thousands upon millions of subscribers and followers that all they do is like repost other like people's stuff. And it's like, okay, if you're getting money from that, the original producer of the content should get something.
Well, okay, he's in a whole shitstorm of a mess right now because of his friends. I don't think he's a really great person either. Mr. Beast, have you heard of Mr. Beast?
Oh, yeah, he's on some hot water right now.
Yeah, I mean, good riddance to Mr. Beast. Goodbye, Jimmy. I bid you farewell. I'm so happy that you're leaving. I guarantee you're a shitty person. But I mean, he's like a YouTube scientist. Like, yeah, he knows exactly what to do to get his shit to. I mean, he's at a point where he could record a video of him sitting somewhere twiddling his thumbs and it'll have 100 million views.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like,
that shit is insane to me.
Yeah, but it's just because like he's already like the biggest like YouTube producer. But wasn't there like some shit about like he had like some weird people on his staff, right?
He probably still does, but the one was a transsexual woman who was formerly a man named Chris Tyson, who now goes by Ava Chris Tyson.
Uh-huh.
And presents as a woman, but also has a wife and a child.
Mm.
It's a very convoluted situation. One that I personally wouldn't want to be in. I'm also not hating on them, but it also turns out this person's kind of a monster and is like also sending in what the fuck is going on in Hollywood and entertainment and streamers? Why are we talking to kids?
Yeah, it's strange.
Why? It's strange. Like, it just makes no sense. Like, You have to be conscious of that in this day and age on the internet.
Oh,
you have to be careful of how you interact with people, what information you're giving them, and also not like sending sexual things to somebody you shouldn't be. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just wild.
Seems like common
people
sense.
Are so fucking dumb. But it just goes to show, like, you get to a certain level and you're just like, I can do anything. I can do whatever the fuck I want.
Yeah.
Watch me shit in the street. It'll be fine. Right. Nobody will care.
Nuts, dude.
But that is the time that we live in, because, like, there's such a, it's a 24-hour news cycle. And then it's like, it's not even just news. It's everything on social media that's not, like, real news, but it's news that the phone's feeding to you because it knows you so well.
Yeah. Our news cycle is like so quick. It's like things that happened like 9 days ago become old news, and like you forget about it, right? Like the Trump assassination, no, like we just completely stopped talking about that.
I mean, and also that's done with a purpose, because you can, I don't watch the news. Mm-hmm. My dad, bless him, he likes to watch the news. I don't hate on him for that. I don't get involved in politics. I don't vote.
Yeah.
I'm sorry if you're one of those people. Do you vote?
If there's a candidate that I feel strongly
about I respect that.
For.
I respect that answer.
Uh-huh.
There never has been for me, so that's why I don't vote. You know what
fair
I'm saying?
Yeah,
but it's wild, because just by casually looking at things that are on the news and on, you know, MSNBC and CNN and Fox and stuff, when you see something that is on there like consistently over a period of time, you're like, ooh, you're really trying to get this in there.
It
hasn't gone away, because there's so much news and so many other things you have to tell me, but you keep coming back to this and like hitting it again. And that shit is scary to me.
It is interesting, because like to choose what is going to be on the news, it's like you have such a large swath of like current events to choose from, like from so many different countries. That it is interesting. It would be interesting to see like what the process is by like what is actually selected.
I mean, I feel like when you're a network news channel, they're telling you. Local news, but then there's certain things they're telling you. Have you ever seen? Joe Rogan did it on his show, and I think I talked about it on a couple other podcasts where it was just. It was showing like all of these regional news networks together at the same time. And the anchors are reading the exact same thing verbatim.
Yeah.
And it's all about how
those guys are actors.
They're doing it with, you know, one, I understand that that's like part of the thing of being a news personality or a news anchor, but also like, I'm not trying to be indoctrinated or have my mind fiddled with by you, but that's just like scary when you see all these people, and the whole statement is about integrity and we wouldn't lie to you and all this stuff, but it's like it's something that they're spoon feeding to everyone, and they're making them, they're like, here, read this, dummy, into the camera, and it's like, ooh, shit, that's, you just gotta be a higher level thinker, man.
Well, yeah, and then I think people like from our generation and people that are like a little bit younger, like I don't know, Gen X and below, everyone knows that. Like the second that I turn on CNN or Fox News or MSNBC or whatever it is, I know that I'm being fed a very carefully curated message meant to make me think like a certain way. So like I'm able to like distance myself between like what I'm like hearing and listening to and like actual reality. I feel like people like, you know, maybe like older people aren't able to do that because like they grew up with it.
I mean, that I like that take because you really did. That was like your information central. Right. That was back in the day where before we had
totally
cell phones in our pockets and you only had a home phone and like, Right.
Yeah, because it used to be, it's like if you grew up like during the days of like Walter Cronkite or like, yeah, before the internet, what you saw on TV, you're like, oh, this is what is happening in the world. Like, this is what I need to know in order to be updated with current events. But now it's like, yeah, like we have phones, like the internet, and you know, like kind of what we've all discovered in the past like 4 years with like COVID and like
we're used to bullshit. We're at the point where we're like, nope, that's bullshit. Like bullshit. We're just gonna point it out immediately.
I've always said that like network news is essentially sleep ASMR for demented baby boomers.
That's what it essentially is, dude.
It's just like whatever it is, you just sit there and the left keeps on Donald Trump and then you just fall asleep. Like that's what it is.
That's the part that bothers me the most, man. And this is what a lot of people don't understand. As a union man, as an American, I need to tell everybody, we don't have to agree, but we should all be able to have some motherfucking solidarity.
Yeah.
As Americans. And come together and put our foot down on certain things and be like, you know what? We're not going to stand for this shit anymore. We're not going to let this happen. Like, this is what being an American is all about. We got to stop being so fucking soft, people. We got to have a little fucking solidarity, like, for sure.
I think we're getting there, man. I think, like, you know, it's like you turn on the news and, like, you scroll on Instagram and TikTok and, like, you know, it makes you think that, like, oh, like, we're all so divided. But if you just, like, go walk around, like, in Walmart or in the grocery store or just, like, sit in a park and, like, sit with people, like, everyone's, like, friendly.
Pretty much on the same page.
Yeah.
I would agree. That's why I like doing this podcast shit because, like, for the most part, you find out we're not so different.
Not at all, man. Yeah. I don't have any booked shows coming up as of late. I mean, this last week was crazy. I was at Planet 13, and then I was at Notoriety two nights in a row. I'm sure I'll be back at Backstop in a couple of Mondays from now. But just Wise Guys, like, every Tuesday and Wednesday, the shows around town. And if any booked, like, shows come up or anything, I'll let you know.
Hell yeah, man. Working on the craft, and I will put it on the Instagram. Man. Fuck yeah. Thanks for coming on again.
Thank you, Kyle.
It was a delight talking to you.
Always
as usual.
Brother. Yes, sir.
We'll have you back on again in the future.
I'll have
you back on again in the future. I got to remember that I'm doing this solo.
And you're doing a great job of it, man.
We'll see you on the next one.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Naturals Pod. Please remember to follow us on your Twitter and Instagram accounts at the Naturals Pod. Do you have what it takes to join the Natty Nation? Like and subscribe to find out.